Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
So wrong. So wrong.
I've been enjoying doing this, by the way.
I know you have.
So obviously this college admissions scandal that's been going on with Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky on Full House, and Felicity Huffman. Now, prosecutors are asking for 6 to 21 months behind bars if they either pled guilty or are convicted in a trial. Aunt Becky could go to prison. How is this happening? What kind of world are we living in?
God, 2019.
One with justice.
Now, apparently they showed up in court yesterday and they waived their right to a pre-trial hearing, and then they're going to come back. But even if they do get a plea deal and they say, all right, we'll plea this out, there could still be some jail time for both of them.
I don't think there's anybody involved in this trial that's not going to walk away with some jail time. At least a little bit.
I think it's going to be a very little bit.
Even if it's
like
a little
days.
Bit, that would be hilarious.
They are charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud, which carries a maximum 20 years in prison.
Some of them, in fact, they're even going to bring in more arrests. Did you see that?
No.
They're going to arrest even more families who apparently were also going to get charged with money laundering through this college scam.
Okay.
And in one case, they didn't say who it was, they said that they are even going to arrest one of the students that knowingly participated. Now, I think that sounds like Olivia Jade to me.
It seems like it's gotta be.
Because she said, I took a picture next to that rowing machine, knowing full well, like, what was going on.
She also, like, I guess, argued with her, like, guidance counselor at her high school, because her guidance counselor said, like, are you even on the rowing team? And then she got super pissed at her for even questioning her about it.
Really?
But what if they participated in this and they weren't 18?
I don't know. That's a suit in Washington question.
Okay.
Here's what I do love about this. So I'm watching the footage of them going to the courthouse. Felicity Huffman shows up, and we're going to take this one person at a time. Felicity Huffman shows up, and she's all business.
Mm.
She's there stone-faced.
Barely has a stitch of makeup on.
Yep, and she is there, and she does her piece, and then she leaves, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, Felicity Huffman must be like, why am I here with these people?
Well,
like, I know we committed the same crime, but you're talking about $500,000 and 15 grand.
I mean, that doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter. That's like, it's like saying I committed murder by shooting somebody, and I committed murder by blowing them up.
Right.
I know that that doesn't matter as far as the crime goes. But Felicity Huffman, I mean, she's got to feel like, I did nothing compared to these people.
Well, and she probably, there's got to be a part of her that's like, well, her kid wasn't in such bad shape that she had to pay $500,000 to right all the wrongs in her kid's, like, SAT scores.
You're talking
stuff.
About Aunt Becky.
No, Felicity Huffman.
No, Felicity Huffman didn't pay the $500,000.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Her kid must have been doing well enough in school and have the chance to have a good enough SAT score.
Well, I don't know, because I think Felicity Huffman, what she paid for was for a professional test taker to illegally take a test for her child.
So why
and that might have been the SATs.
So why did it cost Aunt Becky so much more?
This is where it gets confusing.
Really know. Okay.
They spread their money around to a bunch of different things, and there's a chance that it just might have been the person that they bribed wanted more money.
Okay.
You know, whoever the crew coach was for USC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's how Felicity Huffman went to prison.
Right.
Or went to trial. Aunt Becky shows up, and it is a completely different story.
How so?
This dummy is there with, like, a full-on entourage. She's shaking hands and taking pictures with fans outside the courthouse. And I'm watching this. I'm going, what are you doing? What is wrong with you?
There were actually students outside the courthouse that displayed Aunt Becky paper masks. That they made for the occasion. They interviewed him and said, quote, as children, we were both huge fans of Aunt Becky. She was kind of like our childhood mom. This is from a 21-year-old girl that apparently traveled from Massachusetts for this. She said, quote, I'm not saying what she did wasn't wrong. It was. I got rejected from so many schools, and what they did really wasn't fair. But everyone is acting so surprised. I don't know why. I mean, rich people do corrupt things.
I mean, that's true.
It does.
Rich people do corrupt things.
I saw the video of Felicity Huffman going in and just being very stoic. I saw pictures of fans holding up signs that said, like, Aunt Becky, pay my tuition or whatever. I did not see her meeting and greeting people.
She was.
That doesn't make it seem like she is taking this very seriously.
So apparently she's not. And I hope that she is the one that gets the book thrown at her. Because from beginning to end, every single aspect of the story, she seems to be the worst part of it.
Now, why is that?
She paid one of the most amounts of money.
Okay.
Her and her husband seem like that they are, the like you said, not taking any of it seriously. And then, I guess just to cap it all off, their children seem awful. Just like...
I don't know anything about the other daughter, Olivia Jade.
Ugh. Just everything. Everything about Olivia Jade just seems gross at this point.
Why did she even need to go to college?
That was the whole thing. She didn't. She had her own career. It was purely a status thing for Aunt Becky.
What are we going to do about Fuller House now?
Is it canceled?
No.
This is the last season.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they announced it before the Aunt Becky thing went down.
They let go of Aunt Becky.
Right.
Oh, well, I think we know what the story arc is going to be for Aunt Becky.
She goes to prison?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.